Well, welcome along to the Sunday Meal podcast, Alison's Diary. And, well, thanks, first of all, for downloading me. It's the smallest I've ever felt, I can tell you. Weeks after the festival, I've been so good for ages that I've run a bit amok this week, actually. And traditionally, after the Edinburgh Festival, and I know if you do it live in Edinburgh, you think, oh, for God's sake, she's bumping her gums about that as well. But you can't miss it if you live here, seriously. And it is always a frenzy of badness. But I've gone on the wagon for about, well, it was 6 days, actually. It was supposed to be, obviously, about 6 months. And I jumped off that wagon this week in a frenzy. And it wasn't my fault, of course. I found myself in very bad company on Thursday with Lynn Crossan, who is Elaine C. Smith's manager, actually, and Dynamite Diane Lester, sampling a glass or two at Tiger Lily in George Street. I mean, we're sitting in the sun. And it turns out we did get a bit excited because we hadn't seen each other for ages. And you know what it's like, girls, you want to catch up, have a blether and all that. And the supper club in Amsterdam, which is a very trendy place where you actually sit and eat your dinner in bed, Lynn went lolloping along there with her two sisters and, well, met somebody rather exciting.
Supper club in Amsterdam, oh my God, fantastic. White divan beds, lots of gay, gorgeous men. And naked men, actually, which was a wee bit scary for a girl from Balloch. But anyway, they were all there. Food was fantastic. But at the end of the day, it was just a brilliant night out, which, let's face it, Scottish girls are ready to always have a great night out. Made friends with tons of people and made Amsterdam for us. Absolutely brilliant. Madonna appeared, which was a bit frightening because obviously she was playing Amsterdam that night. No, the next night, and she'd obviously arrived early, and she came in and looked great, stood around, don't know what she was drinking, looked like mineral water actually. I hope it was straight vodka, but I think it was mineral water. And then she went home. But she was there writhing on a table for about 10 seconds. So that's always nice. She was wearing a very short black dress, no tights, very high heels. And, well, I noticed things like no tights because, you know, that can often look slovenly. when the legs, you know, have not been shaved, etc. But her legs were shaved and smooth, so it was fine. You know, looked good, danced away, fitted in nicely with the transvestite crowd that was there. And there were three girls from Balloch going, eek, help my bob. But great night.
My livers begged me to make a mental note not to go to Amsterdam with Lynn. Very shortly after that, we popped her in a taxi. And I have to say, though, things did go on and on and on. It was just Dynamite and myself. And it would be fair to say it got a little out of hand, as the poor waiter would undoubtedly agree.
Can we just confirm, what's your name?
Adam.
And where are you from, Adam?
I'm from Queensland.
Queensland. And how many bottles of wine have you served us, Adam?
Five.
Five? Are you sure?
Positive.
Does that mean that we're going to get a student discount?
Next time.
Well, that'll be tomorrow then.
Poor Adam, what a lovely man he was, and I take this opportunity to apologise to him profusely. But of course, as if that wasn't enough, then we went onwards and along to another bar where we bumped into a friend, John. Now, John has been going out with Donna for about 100 years, and Diane and I think they should get married. Normally we don't mention that too much to John, but of course tonight was the exception. Over to Diane.
Right, so when are you going to get married to Donna?
Hi, how are you? Good to see you.
I'm asking you when you're going to get married to Donna.
Well, we'll see what happens. And I'm not going to go on record with this until you dye your hair correctly.
Well, you two are falling out badly.
So there they are. That's obviously John and Diane locked in a bit of a tangle, I think it'd be fair to say. Loose tongues and large lagers, never a good combination. Still, the next day, of course, was an absolute joy. We had our tongues stuck to our mouths and woke up swearing, never touch a drop again. Problem is, of course, about 35 seconds after we woke up, we had to get to a wine tasting. So we did go to a wine tasting, and it was, I spat it out, but Diane just couldn't. It was just beyond her capabilities, and I can understand that. But half the reason that I spat it out was because I found the men in my life weren't really speaking to me the next day. Here they are, the lovely David and Louis.
Did you have a nice day? Right, well, there you are. Louis Scott doing this impersonation of Eric Clapton sitting on the windowsill. How are you doing?
Good.
What are you playing?
Guitar.
Any particular song?
No.
Any words more than one syllable?
No.
Apparently not. Thank you.
So that was why I decided to spit the wine out and not swallow any more. But when I saw Diane a couple of days later, I knew for a fact that she wished she'd done the same. Hi, Diane. How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How's yourself?
Tremendously well, thanks very much. Did you have a nice weekend?
Yes, lying in my bed for most of it, actually, but in pain, but nice to be horizontal.
So why were you in pain, Diane?
Something to do with a wine tasting that went on for 12 hours.
And is the idea of a wine tasting not to taste it and spit it out?
But I've always been brought up not to waste anything. I'm sure we're all the same if you're sort of a typical Scots family, isn't it? But, you know, it's very difficult not to sort of taste. Well, that's what it's about, wine tasting. So you have to sort of swallow it and let it digest. And I think that's where the pain came from, because it digested into my liver and my kidneys.
How many wines do you imagine that you tasted?
Well, there's quite a selection of wines, actually. And I remember sort of latterly drinking a pudding wine. I think that really is only to be A, ate with a pudding, and B, don't drink the whole bottle. Well, it's a half bottle. And I thought, well, it's silly to waste that. So I've maybe got a bad reaction to the pudding wine. That's what it is.
So it's now official that Diane is allergic to pudding wine, so we'll have to keep her away from that. And she has declared this week she's going to stay away from all beverages, as am I, because in fact the two of us are turning into a pair of puddings. So if you would like to click on this next week at www.sundaymail.co.uk/entertainment/podcast, you'll find that we have been leading a life of complete temperance. There will be water, there will be vegetables, there will be fruit, and there'll be no bevy. And that's, well, that's the plan. See you next time.